Report number 3, comparison reports. The third type of reporting is comparison reporting. Comparison reports take the actual data from your real estate business and compare it to some other data, such as industry standards, past performance, or expected or budgeted performance. Let's suppose that when you bought your property, you expected that it would appreciate 10% per year. Suppose the actual appreciation is 15%. Your appreciation report should show you not only your current appreciation, but also your expected appreciation and perhaps the average appreciation in the market. This gives you a good idea of how you are doing compared to the market and to your own expectations, and whether you might want to consider buying more property in that market or selling what you have so you can buy other property that better meets your criteria. Can you see how important it is to have good reports? It's not just the raw data you want, it's also the ratios and the comparisons. One of my biggest complaints about many property managers is that they produce terrible reports. Typically, they give you only the raw data, and frequently even that is impossible to understand. Let me show you the type of report my property manager gives me. While it doesn't give me any analysis, at least it gives me the data in a way I can create my own analysis. I can see immediately that I have positive cash flow, which meets my criteria. I now need to take this information and put it into my reporting system, QuickBooks or something similar, and from that system, I can create reports that give me cap rates, ROI, and other analyses. Here's a real-life example of a good property report. Rent collected, $1,200. Less 8% management fee, $96. Expenses-HOA fee, $105. Amount to owner, $999. Mortgage payment, $987.90. March 2009 cash flow, $11.10. April 2009 projection, $999.